was a precopulatory dance by a male rufous hummingbird to a chickadee. Precopulatory dance by male rufous to a chickadee again. That was a dive sound by male rufous. This play consisted of three such dives. I haven't seen the bird, so I don't know how high did it go. Dive by male rufous. Time is 9:15. This time I did see the dive. The dive took the bird 20 meters above the ground. Precopulatory display of male rufous to a chickadee once again. Chickadees are small enough to elicit that behavior. Chickadees are actually working the vegetation with rufous flowers. So, in this case, the bird is... I'm sorry, it's not a chickadee, it's a bush tit, which figures since bush tits are even smaller than chickadees. But the bird was at a rufous plant. Quite possibly the bird which elicited the former precopulatory display by this same rufous was also a bush tit. I didn't have a clear view of the bird at that time, but now I could see the bird coming out of the rufous plant, and it was a bush tit. Dive by male rufous, object unknown. Flight sounds and precopulatory dance by male rufous, object is a bush tit again. Two dives by male rufous. Object is probably a hummingbird, although I didn't see it. Time is 9:35. A dive by male rufous. Notice the sound that is produced at the end of the dive, not at the bottom of the dive, but at the end of the dive. That display was a very peculiar one. It's the first time I observed it. There was another hummingbird in the perch bush of our male, and the male came and described figures 8 that were accompanied by that sound, but the hummingbird moved at the end, so presumably this was sort of an arc display type thing which was going to be ended by a dive, but the dive actually didn't take place because the hummingbird moved, the object moved. But the 8 figures were about 10 meters across, and the tips of the 8s, of course, were higher than the cross point of the 8. The cross point was about the same height as the bird, which was the object, and the ends were elevated about 2 meters on each side, so it was a pretty shallow 8. There were about three or four, analyzing the sounds in the tape, that will be possible to tell. Two dives in the sequence, we picked up only the end of a precopulatory dance. The object was unknown. Time is 10 to 10. Dives by male Rufus again to a non-hummingbird bird, a small passerine. Time is 10:25. The sequence included three dives, of which I only picked up one, I think. That sequence again included three dives and was performed to an unknown object quite a ways from where I was. Time is 10:26. Dives and calls taking place at 11:20. I got you. I got it. It did. That sequence of dives was performed by male number two. Apparently it was displaying at another hummingbird, although we didn't see the object. Time is 2:27. The display took place on top of the territory adjacent to the one recorded in the morning. The last sequence consisted of five dives. I think I got on tape three or four.